At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
End of the show! Ba-ba-da-da-da-da-da. All right, man. Gotta get some official music. Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show. We take up what went down in Seattle for the nerds on the internet, and then we cram it back into this thing. So if you missed a day, no big deal. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End, Nerd Talk, the news, and a new episode of the Full 90 Extra Time podcast waiting for you. This week, Seattle Sounders take on Atlanta Sunday, 1 o'clock. Hopefully it'll be beautiful outside. Ticket space, baby. And it's just effectively a bunch of jokes about the Super Martinez brothers. There's now three of them, I think, on Atlanta United. Anyway, go give it a download. A comment, a 5-star rating, whatever it is. Whatever. You don't have to do anything, but if you just want more dumb jokes, that's the way to do it. I'm so excited because Bon Iver, it looks like it's Bon Iver, he like won a Grammy for Album of the Year like 5 or 6 years ago, and the entire world was like, huh? Who? Well, I didn't really care for him at the time. I actually went and saw him at the Paramount Theater, and it was a sit-down show, and I was like, wow, this is wild. I mean, the opposite of wild. But after watching him for like a half hour, kind of with my eyes closed, just kind of sleepy, I was like, wow, this guy's really good. Then there's a 22-something or other album that he put out, which is rad, thanks to things like Spotify. I don't remember the names of anything anymore because I don't actually have to physically find it. It's been a real change. It's like when cell phones made it so you didn't have to know anyone's phone number. Ugh. Anyway, Bon Iver says that he's got I, coming out at the end of August, released a couple songs. I liked one of them. Faith is what it was called, and then the other one, like, yeah, that's fine, whatever. Yeah. But the big news, I'm burying the lead here, is the earthquake from this morning. It was nuts. Check this out.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Two significant but not crazy earthquakes rocked the Puget Sound region early this morning. The first measured 4.6 on the Andy Richter scale. At 2:51 in the morning, somewhere just outside of Monroe, between there and Snohomish. The next, a couple minutes later, a 3.5 magnitude earthquake. Now we're talking shake the house, but probably not enough to dump stuff off the shelves. Woke was trending on Twitter, and for the first time in years, because people literally woke up, not because the quakes make us more PC or something. Now, last week in California, a magnitude 6-something was followed a day later by a 7.1. I want to know if that could potentially happen here. Those are significantly stronger earthquakes, but could something more powerful happen in the next 24 hours? Well, Anthony, a meteorologist on Twitter, says for every earthquake, there is a 1 in 20 chance that there will be a stronger one in the next 24 hours following. So that means a 5% chance. So not likely, but also, I mean, it could happen. Have you got an earthquake preparedness kit set up? Because I do not. 1077theend.com now with tips. People felt it all over the place, too. David wrote on Facebook that woke the crazy cat first, and him running through the house and yelling, woke me up, can relate. We thought our cats were actually fighting when it happened. One of them's got an ear problem, and so it's probably always an earthquake to him. Poor Shaggy. Lauren Huffman said she felt it pretty good on the Sammamish Plateau. I've been through earthquakes, but having them wake you up is not fun. Agreed. I like went into panic mode. Brittany says that definitely jolted us out of bed at Everett, but then Nicole says I live up in Everett and slept right through it. And George on Facebook said was knocked out in Everett. Gonna take more than a 4.6 to wake up this San Diego transplant.
You just got news.
So as I was trying to understand that question that Andy, the meteorology Andy guy, answered about, are we going to have another one like California in the next 24 hours that could be worse? And I got to digging around, and I guess we should understand what... It's like some nerd talk stuff right here. I guess we should understand kind of like how magnitude of something works. There's also intensity, which is like how we feel it versus how much the Earth is actually moving with magnitude. So the Richter scale is logarithmic. There we go. So the Richter scale is logarithmic. So a 4.0 is 10 times stronger than a 3. So if you do 10 times more than that, that's 10 times 10 times 10. That starts, you're adding zeros onto it for a 4. So 4 to 5 is a pretty big step up. And then 5 to 6 starts getting bonkers. That's when you start seeing like the real damage and stuff. So we did 4.6. So if it went up like it did in California by like 3/4 a point or whatever, it could be like pretty serious. Unlikely that it's going to happen, 5% chance, right? So how many earthquakes actually strike in a given, like, I don't know, year or whatever? I've kind of stumbled upon this as I was doing some Googling, and the Michigan Technical University posted a real cool seismology. I don't know what it's called. But a 2.5 to a 5.4 magnitude earthquake happens 30,000 times a year around the planet. That's a lot. And that's like, we're right in the sweet spot of that. You got to get to 5.5 before it starts happening very infrequently. We happen to live along the Ring of Fire, so that could be a real thing at some point, but like 500 of those a year when you start seeing damage to buildings and other structures. Then if you go up to higher than that, like what struck in California, boy, that's a 6.1 to 6.9, 100 of those per year, and it can cause a lot of damage in very populated areas typically. Great, I'm recording this right now. We're like on a major fault line. California's feeling it. They had another one this morning also, which is nuts. And then a major earthquake, serious damage like what we saw in California up north in the Bay Area, what, 20, almost 30 years ago now? Holy crap. Only 20 of those happen per year. So we are in the ones where there's 30,000 of them a year. No big deal. Might freak you out a bit. Just move along with the day. You want to talk about someone that has crazy earthquakes way more frequently? That's Japan. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Next time you find yourself in Tokyo and the Godzilla Hotel is full, rage! You can now rent yourself a nightly room with a full-size Boeing 737-800 simulator built right in. Because why not? There's even room for your co-pilot should you be traveling with Chewbacca. Yo, hit me up when they do this with the Millennium Falcon.
This is ridiculous.
All right, from space to under the sea. Under the sea. Deep diving scientists have identified a new type of coral-dwelling fish that glows a certain purple metal-ish color even after the fish dies and the scales are collected. It looks like something out of the movie Black Panther. So researchers who discovered it decided to call it Cirrhilabrus Wakanda. Common name, Vibranium Fairy Ras. Okay. And finally, there's a new Ninja Turtle joining the gang. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comic book is prepared to introduce a female turtle to the team of four pizza-eating teenagers. I won't spoil how it happens, but I'm just stoked that they're giving her a yellow headband instead of just, like, defaulting to pink. Oh, girl turtle? Oh, pink! And because this is a comic book, while you're at it, give her turtle boobs, too. Because how else will we be able to identify her? Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Very best of weekends to you. I hope you have a wonderful time doing whatever it is that you do. Maybe you're getting caught up on this right now and it's already the weekend. There's a bunch of ballet dancers from Pacific Northwest Ballet that have their own side hustle. Noah Lonnie and James are two of the principal dancers, and they're doing Seattle Dance Collective with performances this weekend on Vashon Island. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going on Saturday afternoon. It's going to be real cool, and I'm real happy for them as well. Plus, I'm hosting at Lazy Boy Brewing. I'm hosting some trivia. My buddy Nick reached out and was like, yo, would you host a round of trivia? We're doing it to raise money for the library up in Everett. I was like, yeah, I'll come
drink your beer and ask questions to nerds. That sounds fun. Anyway, hope you have a great weekend.
End of the show, show.
End of the week,
show, show. End of the week, show, show. End of the show, 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 show.
Okay, that was overkill.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.